Iran's president says enemy's plots are defeated by Iranian nation's strong will. Iran's speaker stresses implementation of Iran's gas transfer project to Oman. Iran's foreign minister says Tehran has always supported Lebanon's unity. Iran's army successfully test fires 3 new missiles. And Portuguese march against austerity measures in union organized protests. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello everyone, and welcome to this edition of IRIN in English News with me, Nima Chutsas. Sunday marks the martyrdom anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Zahra, the beloved and unique daughter of Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon them. Upon this occasion, and on behalf of all English news staff at IRINN, I express deep sorrow and condole the sad occasion to all world's Muslims, particularly Iranians.
حال و روز خانش درس اول بود از بند تعلق وا شدن.
The Iranian president says the efforts and plots of enemies were defeated by Iranian nation's strong will. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad made a remark on Saturday while addressing the managers and heads of Ministry of Industrial, Mine and Trade. Ahmadinejad stressed that while the Iranian nation is a great part of world civilization and history, it would be easy for them to overcome any difficulties. He explained that the Iranian nation has passed the era of Islamic revolution and the years of sacred defense. Assuring that the enemy's pressures will finally be over, President Ahmadinejad pointed out that, God willingly, Iran will witness a magnificent presidential election which will change everything in favor of the nation. Elsewhere, Ahmadinejad referred to domestic investment and said, investment should be a change route from unstable and false markets to national and domestic sources. The Speaker of Iran's parliament has highlighted the convenient level of political interactions between Tehran and Muscat. Ali Larijani made a remark in a meeting with visiting chairman of Omani Advisory Council, Khalid bin Hilal al-Mawali. Larijani also stressed the importance of implementation of Iran's gas transfer project to Oman. The Iranian speakers expressed the hope that the two countries could boost the expansion of process of bilateral cooperation in the field of economy. Highlighting the significance of Omani's delegation visit to Tehran, Larijani assured that the visit will bolster the two states' parliamentary cooperation. The Iranian speaker further pointed out that common historical background and logical stances on regional issues will reinforce the brotherly relations between the two nations. For his part, the chairman of Omani Advisory Council underlined that Tehran-Muscat all-out ties is a stable stance by Oman. Describing Iran as a significant figure, both regionally and globally, in political development, al-Mawali explained that Oman considers as high important the expansion of political and economic relations with Iran. Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Saleh says Tehran has always supported the unity and domestic solidarity of Lebanon, stressing the country's backing for the Islamic resistance. Salehi made a remark in a meeting with Fadi Haj Ali, Lebanon's new ambassador to the Islamic Republic. Salehi said, Iran's good relations with all political groups and factions in Lebanon and its policy to support the Islamic resistance is in line with supporting the country's unity. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister also held a separate meeting with Vietnamese deputy foreign minister, where the two ministers reviewed the ways to expand mutual relations. Highlighting Iran's significant pace in region as well as country's political, economic and scientific capabilities and experiences, Saleh called for boosting ties with Vietnam. The Iranian foreign minister also held talks with the new UN resident coordinator in Tehran, Gary Lewis. During the meeting, Saleh highlighted Iran's convenient cooperation with UN in all fields. Deputy Commander of the Iranian Army's Ground Forces, Qumar Seydari, says Iran has successfully test-fired three new missiles. Seydari said the three types of missiles manufactured by Iran's defense industry and army were successfully test-fired during the recent drill of the forces. The Iranian commander pointed out that the three new missiles are surface-to-surface. Seydari went on to say that the Iranian Army's ground forces also plan to showcase their new armored personnel carriers on April 18 on the occasion of Iran's Army Day. Referring to enemy threats, he reiterated that Iran has its defense option on the table and the country will give a crushing response to any adventurism by the enemy. The missile and rocket launching units of the ground forces of the Iranian Army plan to stage a one-day missile drill in central Iran on Thursday. Now, the Russian Foreign Ministry says Moscow will vote against an obviously biased new UN draft resolution on Syria. According to the Foreign Ministry's statement, the document to be put to vote at the UN General Assembly is full of conflicting terms. The ministry said the resolution blames Damascus entirely for the situation in Syria while failing to acknowledge the terrorist activities being carried out in the country. The Foreign Ministry further added that the resolution is seeking the approval of the General Assembly to overthrow the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Moscow has already voted against two UN resolutions against Damascus. The unrest in Syria began in March 2011, and many people, including large numbers of soldiers and security personnel, have been killed in the violence. The Syrian government says the chaos is being orchestrated from outside the country. There are reports that a very large number of the militants are foreign nationals. The Zionist regime has rejected appeals to free a Palestinian detainee named Samari Saveh to the occupied West Bank. Palestinian officials said Samari Saveh is in critical condition and might die at any moment. The 33-year-old Palestinian prisoner has been on hunger strike for more than 8 months in protest to his administrative detention. He was arrested in July 2012, only a few months after being released as part of a prisoner swap deal between the Zionist regime and Hamas. Officials also said the Palestinians had asked the Tel Aviv regime to release Asavi temporarily to the West Bank. Administrative detention is a sort of imprisonment without trial or charge that allows the Tel Aviv regime to incarcerate Palestinians for up to 6 months. The detention order can be renewed for indefinite periods of time. And here's another look at tonight's top stories. Iran's president says enemy's plots are defeated by Iranian nation's strong will. Iran's speaker stresses implementation of Iran's gas transfer project to Oman. Iran's foreign minister says Tehran has always supported Lebanon's unity. Iranian army successfully test-fires three new missiles. And Portuguese march against austerity measures and union-organized protests. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Lisbon to protest against the government's austerity drive. The action was organized by the General Confederation of Portuguese Workers, the largest union group with some 600,000 members. Those demonstrators called for more to be done to stimulate economic growth and job creation. They chanted the slogans against the government and the so-called Troika of International Monetary Fund, European Central Bank and European Commission.
We are here to protest against the austerity measures this government is taking and that impoverish the people. This government is becoming a factory of impoverished people.
The Troika program, the one that should be in the salvation of the country, became the program of bankruptcy of the country. What we are here to say is that we have alternatives and solutions that we will present in due time.
Tonight, Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack on the biggest U.S. military base in eastern Afghanistan on Saturday. The group also claimed that a large number of U.S.-led troops were killed in the incident. NATO in a statement said a civilian helicopter was damaged when militants fired three rockets at the base on Saturday morning, but no one was on board the aircraft at the time. Jalalabad Air Base is a regular target of attacks by the militants in Afghanistan. In March, eight policemen were killed in an attack when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was on his first visit to the country. At least nine people have been killed and several others injured when a bomb blast hit a busy marketplace on the outskirts of Pakistan's north business city of Peshawar. Officials said the bomb planted on the bus went off as the vehicle was passing through the market. Medical officials said nine bodies have been brought to the hospital in Peshawar. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack.
When we arrived at the black site, a lot of people had gathered there. But who was there to pick up the injured and the martyred? We picked them up in vehicles, in sacks and in sheets.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called for denuclearization, peace and dialogue as the best solution to the ongoing crisis on the Korean Peninsula. The remark comes amid growing concern that a nuclear military confrontation is imminent. He stressed that Beijing is seriously concerned about the rising tensions in the Korean Peninsula. Wang urged related parties to refrain from any act that would destabilize the situation. He also called on the parties to have dialogue, improve relations, build trust, jointly promote the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and attain lasting peace in Northeast Asia. Now, Chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, says poor neighborhoods across the country continue to face more difficult days. He said conditions in lower-income neighborhoods remain difficult by many measures. Nearly 6 million Americans are currently receiving jobless benefits. However, the actual figure would have been much higher if state authorities had not stopped extending benefit programs. According to recently published figures, the number of Americans who are enrolled in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program has increased by 70% since 2008 to 47.8 million as of December 2012. This means a staggering 15% of the American population is receiving food stamps, which is almost double the rate of 1975. The U.S. economy shrank by 0.1% in the fourth quarter of 2012, casting doubt on the strength of economic recovery in the country. And finally, U.S. police officials say Three people have been found dead after a shooting inside a house in the city of Topeka in Kansas. According to a statement issued by Topeka police, the shooting took place last night at a residence in the 700 block of Southwest Jewel. Reports say identities of the victims are still unknown and police have launched an investigation into the incident. This comes after at least two women were injured in a shooting spree in the southwestern state of Virginia on Friday. Every year, more than 30,000 people are shot and killed in the United States. On December 14, 2012, 20 children and 6 adults were shot dead by a gunman at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, as earlier in the day, the assailant had killed his mother in another location. And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of IRIN and English News. Join us tomorrow for the latest updates. Goodbye now.